folks. I'm Bob Helbach, the senior minister at the Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. Today I want to share with you just two verses of Scripture. And most likely you are very familiar with these verses. They're favorite verses of many people. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. And then Isaiah 55, 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. There's a children's story about three ambitious trees entitled Once Upon a Mountaintop. It's about three trees on a mountain who were little and talking about what they wanted to be when they grew up. The first tree said, when I grow up, I want to be a treasure chest filled with gold and silver and precious stones. The second tree said, when I look at the water running in the stream, I think about the ocean. One day I want to be a mighty ship that will carry kings and queens of this world across the ocean. The third tree said, I just want to stay here and grow to be the tallest tree in the forest. So when people look at me, they will think of God. Well, the sun shone and the rain fell and the trees grew strong over the years. And the legend has it that eventually the woodcutters came up to the mountainside and the three trees were cut down. The first tree was delighted because he was taken to a carpenter shop. But then he was devastated to find out that he wasn't being fashioned into a treasure chest. Instead, he was being made into a feeding trough for animals, not containing diamonds, but containing hay and grain where animals could slobber and feed. The second tree was delighted when he was taken to a shipyard. But then again, he was also devastated because he was not fashioned into an ocean vessel. Instead, he was made into a tiny little fishing boat. Instead of carrying kings and queens, he would carry dead, smelly fish. The third tree was devastated to be cut down. He wanted to grow tall in the forest. He was fashioned into beams and then discarded in a lumber pile and forgotten. As the years went on, the dreams were forgotten. But then one day, the tree that was a feeding trough saw a young man and a woman come into the stable. The young woman gave birth to a baby and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in the manger. And the feeding trough realized he contained the most precious of all treasures. One day, years later, the second tree that had been made into a little fishing boat carried a handful of men across the lake late at night. One of the men was tired and went to sleep. There was a terrible storm, and the men woke the sleeping man, and he stood up and said, "Peace," and the storm stopped. And the second tree realized he was privileged to carry across the lake the king of the universe. The third tree, that was now a few beams, forgotten in a woodpile, finally someone came and took the beams to make a cross. A man was nailed to that tree and raised into the air to die on top of the hill. And that tree felt cruel and harsh and ugly, until the third day, when the earth trembled for joy beneath it, and the people celebrated the resurrection. Then the third tree realized that every time people looked at it, they would remember God. The moral of the story is this: each of the trees got what they wanted, but not in the way they had imagined. We do not always know what God's plans are for us. We just know that His ways are not our ways. But His ways are always best. Therefore, we need to trust in Him and lean not on our own understanding. Dear God, we're so thankful for your blessings and your love and the way you are involved in our life. We're thankful, Father, for our friends and our family, our Christian friends, your word. We're thankful for your presence in our life. And we understand that you're there to help us. You're our Father who loves us. We're living in strange times. We don't understand everything that's going on, but we understand who you are, and we put our trust in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great week.